From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. The Defense Ministry said the operation includes warplanes from Russia's aircraft carrier, which recently arrived in the Mediterranean. Russian media say airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks. Meanwhile, Syrian government aircraft renewed barrel bomb attacks on the city of Aleppo. The United Nations agencies are warning that food shortages in Syria are growing. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN agencies blamed the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even when we see a transition of government in the United States. Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador have put in place a joint security system to better overcome criminal gangs, drugs, murders, and illegal migration. The leaders of the three Central American countries met on Tuesday in Honduras to start off the initiative. This is VOA News.